hopefully no explanation for the first part A, their RFT vector value function is required because the I component and the J component are both polynomials whose derivatives are quite easy to find. The second one might remind you of finding the derivative of e to the t times sine of t and e to the t times cosine t will require use of the product rule. That's why the complicated answer there for r prime of t. And the derivative of ln of t, of course, is 1 over t, so that's why we have that negative 1 over t times k in our answer for part b of r prime of t. And because ln of t is defined in the function r of t in the part b, we must have the t is greater than 0, because ln of 0 or a negative number would not be defined. And of course that also means that our derivative 1 over t, if t must be greater than 0, that will also be defined under that circumstance.